bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show. Everybody's welcome here. Let's pray for your intentions, those of your family, your loved ones, your health, your finances, your situation, whatever it may be. And I would ask you in your kindness to please pray for us at Relevant Radio that we would meet our goal of $2.7 million. That's our need. It's a real need, not a felt need. And we need to reach that by the end of the day tomorrow. We've had some exciting progress this past hour, but we need to keep that going. So we're going to ask Our Lady to pray with us and for us that we can keep that momentum going. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the last time I'm going to be able to pray that prayer with you today, because at the end of this hour, the Patrick Madrid Show will be over for the day, and we'll start it again tomorrow. But we are near the end of the fourth day of our five-day pledge drive, and we are not yet. We're getting closer, but we're not even at the halfway point yet. So we have lots of work to do between now and then, but it can be done. I mean, the Lord provided manna in the desert when the people were starving, and he provided what they needed in the moment. They got out of their tents in the morning, hungry, not thinking they were going to have any food that day, and they looked on the ground, and they saw the manna, and they said, "What is this?" And that's where the word manna comes from. That's what it means in Hebrew. What is it? Because that's what they ask themselves as they're picking it up and they're eating their breakfast. So God has a way of providing just in time. And we saw a little bit of that in the last hour. We saw that with an amazing, I'd actually like to get some specific numbers. I don't want to wing it. Cyrus, do you want to share with me what we have? Or Mary? I mean, I don't know which of you has got the more up-to-date details, but I'd like to be able to report exactly what we were able to accomplish in that last hour, because we had a generous benefactor who stepped forward unexpectedly and said, "What if you can raise $20,000 in that second hour of the Patrick Madrid Show today, I will match it by another $20,000. And we made that goal, thanks be to God, but then we also had the matching dollars that were already in place from another benefactor, which meant that everything was matched, including the match was matched also. So it was exciting, Mary. Do you have any more like, specifics?
Yes. I got to say, I am speechless and I'm flabbergasted. And it's amazing to think how someone stepping up and saying, "I want to give an extra $20,000, what it can turn into." We had a total of 516 gifts that came in.
Wow.
For, I think this might be our record hour ever in funds raised in a single hour, Patrick, for us. For the Drew does this all the time. But, you know, we're finally starting to get as good as Drew, I guess. $124,488 we raised last
Wait,
hour.
Whoa.
Slow, I know, right?
Slow it down for me. Speak to me like I'm a child. Just tell me that number again.
All right. How about if I say this? Almost $125,000.
Wow. In a single hour.
In a single hour. Now we know how Drew feels like all the time.
Yeah. Mr. Godzilla, who goes around just breaking records left and right.
Giftzilla. Wow. Mr. Giftzilla.
Yes.
Yeah. That, so we've and the good news is we've crossed the 50% mark of what we're making our need of $2.7 million. Just barely, but we did it.
That is staggering.
Thank you. Thank you so much to
Now
everyone.
I know why you're speechless. Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Can I talk? But, you know, we can't think. That was a great hour. That was incredible. And we so appreciate everyone who helped us achieve that goal. Because really, it wasn't Patrick and I making that goal. It was the 516 people who responded who made that goal. We need to do it again. We need to have another great hour, because we've got a day and a half left.
Yeah.
And we're only at 50% of making our need of 2.7 million. So we still have, what's half of it? We've got 100, almost, Well,
I love it when you do math on the
fly. I know, right? I'm just going to read the, I can't even read the number. 1,340,041, something like that. Over $1 million left to raise here on the next day.
Yeah.
So we need to keep it going. We need to keep the activity up. We need every single person who hears us to say, you know what? I didn't make part of that big number, but we're going to be part of the next hour, which could be an even bigger number if we hustle.
Yeah. Well, gosh, I mean, it almost is like a dream come true. It is a dream come true that we were able to do that. Cyrus, you said that you had a message that just came in. What was that? Somebody sent a message in?
Well, I was, I'm just blown away by these numbers and 516 people calling in. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping Catholic Radio on the air. This is something special is happening here at Relevant Radio.
Yeah.
And that we are a global family because we have people that listen all over the world. And it's just amazing. And the kind of the support that we see and we feel and the encouragement that we're constantly getting.
And you see some of the emails and things that come in from listeners. You know, what's the word on the street? What kind of things are you hearing from people that send messages in?
I'm hearing thank you. Thank you is what I'm hearing. And they're showing us these thank yous by these incredible donations. And
yes.
And we see it from all sides. Smaller donations, these $10 come in, and I've taken calls where it's like, hey, all I have is $10, and, you know, and there's bad things that are happening in their lives, but Relevant Radio is this little light of hope in this otherwise dark life, or at least a dark moment that these people are in. And and to think that this is what's helping them get out of bed in the morning and keep going, it's really heart-wrenching but at the same time humbling and amazing. And we have really important work to do here, and I really think you are doing that important work, Patrick. So it's a blessing to work with you. I'm glad you're on the air, and
thanks,
Mary's awesome, and just bravo, everybody.
Aw,
thanks. That's kind of you, Cyrus. But don't forget, you're a big part of what we do here too. So it wouldn't happen if it weren't for you.
We also can't forget the 516 people who called last hour, the 150 the hour before. Every single person is part of this. We would not have Patrick Madrid on the air if it wasn't for those who make that phone call and make that gift at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. It's time to stop being sappy, guys. Let's get to work.
I know Cyrus is tearing up a little bit. He's overcome with emotion. Cyrus just handed me a note. This is from, let's see, he says, this is from Mark in San Francisco. Apparently, Mark just got in touch and said, I just wanted to say thank you for your show. You have helped strengthen my faith and that of my family. Again, thanks and God bless. That's from Mark in San Francisco. Thank you, Mark. We sure appreciate that. And your encouragement means an awful lot, as does each and every of the donations that come in when people call 877-291-0123. Or use the Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com. Mary, we've got to keep this momentum going. We've got to keep forward momentum at all costs, right?
Absolutely. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's keep the gifts coming in. We still have a long way to go before we meet our need of $2.7 million. It's got to happen by the end of the day tomorrow if we're going to wrap this up. And trust me, we want to wrap this up. So keep those gifts coming at relevantradio.com using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And you will never have a busy signal. You will never have a problem getting through if you make your gift at the website or on the app. Again, that's relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone.
Yeah, I'm still in awe of what we accomplished in this past, the last hour, and it was really all of you who accomplished it for us. You're the ones, all 516 of you, who made your pledge. I don't know, is it too much to ask to try to do it again?
Oh,
I don't know, let's try to do it again.
600!
Let's try it. Yeah, let's so do it now. We're going to take a quick time out. Father Rocky has a message he wants to share with you. We are in our second to last day of pledge drive. I'll be back with more, and including your phone calls. This is still a regular show today. Right after this quick timeout, please stay right there.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I'd like to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Members of our St. Joseph Society are really heroes to the mission of Relevant Radio. Our generous monthly donors have budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better, it saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all of the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
All right, we're going to do it again. We set an incredible goal, set a new bar standard here on the Patrick Madrid Show. We're trying to compete with Drew Mariani, and I think we did it last hour. So let's keep it going. New hour, new goal. We want 600 gifts during this hour. So we've always got to strive to do better. We can do better if you help us out at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour again this hour, which means every single gift will be matched 100%. It's 100% match for any gift amount. If you make that $10 gift, it becomes $20. $100 becomes $200. Can you make a gift of $1,200 or $5,000? Those two will be matched 100%. We need to hear from you at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have some beautiful thank you gifts available. And when you visit our website, which is relevantradio.com, and make your gift there, or if you use your app on your smartphone, you can see all of the beautiful gifts we have available. Plus, in addition to getting the gift of the gifts that we're going to send you, you'll get the instant download, which is a brand new talk by Father Rocky, Why We Love Our Lady. It'll come instantly in your mailbox when you give at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
That's a nice perk, Mary. Thanks for mentioning that. It's a nice perk when you make your pledge safe and secure online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app that you don't get when you call 877-291-0123. It's not that we want to penalize anybody. It's just that the way the system is set up, we can deliver this to you instantaneously when you set everything up online. We're not in a position to be able to do that for you when you call the phone number. So, you know, it's kind of up to you which way you want to go with it, but that's an extra item that we have for you when you make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com. It's a brand new talk. You've never heard it before, and it's on a timely topic because there are a lot of Catholics who get hassled for the Catholic Church's emphasis on Mary. Why do you emphasize Mary? She's not God. Why do you worship her? She's not God. Of course, we don't worship her. So if you want Father Rocky's perspective on what to say when somebody gives you a hard time, just say, here's why we love Mary. You're going to like this talk, and it's free. You get it instantaneously as a digital download when you make your pledge on the relevantradio.com website or on the Relevant Radio app. But we still would be very happy if you called 877-291-0123.
We want to set a new goal, a new record, 600 gifts in the next 45 minutes. Will you be one of those 600 people that reaches out and gives hope?
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
Wow. The hits keep coming. Shirley of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, just made a gift of, I'm excited to say this, Shirley of Buffalo Grove, let me catch my breath. Shirley of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, just made a gift of $15,000. Shirley, a big hug to you. Thank you. We're so grateful, especially now at this juncture. Things are really getting into crunch time. So, wow, just a fantastic act of generosity. Thank you. Hey, everybody, be like Shirley. You know, perhaps you're in a situation like Shirley is to make a larger donation. We are deeply grateful for any donation of any amount that you can make. But comes a time when the larger donations help us get further down the field faster. Oh, and it was matched. Yeah, Mary, tell us about that. Just real quick, Mary. I know that I'm going to go to a phone call, but I need you to tell us about that just real quick.
My break time here, Patrick. Yeah. No, yes, it was matched. That $15,000 became $30,000. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
We do indeed. Get back to your break, Mary. We don't want to deprive you of the... You got to rest your pipes. I know that feeling. Yes, thank you for that. So Shirley Buffalo Grove, again, thank you. Matched by dollar for dollar. So that $15,000 gift became $30,000.
Let's go to... Wait, I got one.
Okay.
News is just coming in fast.
I love it.
All right. So our previous all-time record on a Thursday in a pledge drive was during an Hour of Drew show. So that's Relevant Radio's all-time record for a Thursday in a pledge drive. All right. You and Mary and the Relevant Radio listeners just set a new record, beating Drew's record by $17,000 and... two donations. Every donation counts.
We did it by two.
Two donations. You got him.
Wow.
You
wow.
got Drew.
Well, you know what he's going to do when he rolls out of bed this afternoon. Later. He's going to come in and try to do that and one up us. So let me think. So was that? So that was 516. And if we had had 513, we would not have set the new record, right?
That is correct, sir.
Wow.
Wow.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I get to brag about that for hours before Drew comes in and smashes that record again.
We'll see. At least a couple. You get that for at least a couple hours.
Couple of hours.
Hey, that's going to be a tough. That's going to be tough to break. That's a seriously impressive number. People
word.
Are responding.
Land sakes, as my grandmother used to say. I think she used to say that. Well, thank you for that, Cyrus, and keep it up with the good news. If you have more, please send it my way. Feel free to interrupt me as necessary. Poor Haley in Tennessee. She's been waiting to get on the air. Haley, welcome to the program, and thanks for calling.
Thanks. I don't want you to feel bad for me. I'm actually really excited.
Oh, great. So share your excitement with us.
I've reverted back to Catholicism, come home. I'm really, really joyful about that. It's the... you know, the treasure that you find in the field and you're going to go and sell all you have to get it. But it does mean that the school that I work for is not going to be furthering my contract next year because it's an evangelical Protestant school. Now, it's a wonderful school, very wonderful people that work there. And I'm sure the same thing would happen at a Catholic school. It's regrettable and yeah, it stings a little bit. But so I'm going to have about 3 more weeks there, and I'm sure I'm going to get faculty and probably students that are going to be very surprised. Because in the South, I think a lot of Protestant, well, not a lot, but I think there's a definite streak in the South that believes that Catholics are not Christians.
That's for sure.
And so I was just wondering I just want to use this opportunity to be a good ambassador and to really be able to change hearts, potentially. Mm-hmm. So I just want to get advice from you on what would be good things to focus on when I'm speaking with my coworkers and students.
Yeah, that's very admirable that you want to go out on a positive note and share with them what led to your decision to come back to the Catholic faith. I'm sorry to hear that you'll be losing your job, but I understand the dynamics there. I have found over the years that talking with Protestant folk about the role of the Bible is perhaps the most beneficial area most beneficial part of the field to till, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, as you know, they believe in sola scriptura, the idea of scripture alone, that you should go by the Bible alone. There are different ways of saying it, but essentially what it means is that everything that you need to be a Christian, everything you need to know, to believe, etc., is found in the Bible. And they take great pride in saying, we go by the Bible alone. So one way you could have a discussion about this would be to say, well, I want to make sure I understand. Are you saying that you only accept those teachings that are found in the Bible? And if somebody says, hey, believe this teaching, and if that teaching isn't found in the Bible, that you should not believe it, they're probably going to say, yeah, that's exactly right. So then what you can say, Haley, is, well, where is that teaching found in the Bible? What? Where is the teaching that you're only supposed to follow the teachings that are in the Bible Where is that teaching in the Bible? And the answer is nowhere. The Bible nowhere says to go by Scripture alone. The Bible nowhere says you have to prove anything from the Bible. The Bible nowhere says that you're supposed to rely on the Bible alone. The Bible says that it is a very important part of the life of the church. It can equip you to do very important things. The Scripture is necessary, but it nowhere says that it is sufficient. So I would recommend that you have conversations perhaps that deal with that question, and then you could point out not only does the Bible not say that, but it also says don't go by the Bible alone. And they may say, oh, come on. Yeah, it says 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. It says, I urge you, brothers, to stand firm and hold fast to the traditions you receive from us, either by an oral statement or by a letter of ours. So you can see there that the transmission of the gospel comes to us in two forms. It comes orally, and it comes through the written form. And here the Bible says that we are required to hold fast to both. So if somebody says, I only go by Scripture, I would say, why, when Scripture itself says not to do that? It says to hold fast to both. So some might say, well, okay, what, you know, like, give me an example of a tradition that I need to believe in order to, you know, be a good Christian. You could point out, well, how about the canon of the New Testament? So this is another one of those great ironies, Haley, of the Protestant Reformation, is that they claim to go by Scripture alone, and they don't really, in fact, I would say they can't really go by Scripture alone for this reason. In order to know what Scripture is, and let's concentrate here on the New Testament, in order to know what the New Testament is, you have to have the knowledge of what God revealed. In other words, as it says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is inspired by God. Not by the church, but by God. So this is part of God's revelation, and you'll notice that it's nowhere revealed to us in the pages of the Bible. The Bible nowhere, and let's talk about the New Testament as an example, it nowhere tells you which books belong in the New Testament. So for somebody to say, I go by the Bible alone, he in fact really can't, because in order to hold a Bible in his hand and say, I go by Scripture alone, he has to know what's in the Bible, but the only way he can know that is to accept a teaching from the church that is not found in the Bible itself. It's a tradition. Mm-hmm. So those are three or four line items that maybe you could concentrate on. And I'm sure you're going to be pleasant and smiling and respectful and all that. But those are topics mm-hmm. that, by and large, many Protestant folk never really think about because nobody brings it up to them. And you can.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And if you'll just keep me in your prayers with all of this, I really hope that I can just make people wonder, you know, like, she loves Jesus and she's deciding to be Catholic. Maybe I actually need to look at what it actually is.
There's a book that I think will speak to. It's called Surprised by Truth. It's the first volume. And it's 11 people who became Catholic after previously being really against the Catholic Church. They were evangelical Protestants, and they all became Catholic. And maybe if there's time a little bit later in the program today, I'll tell an amazing story about that book. But that might be something you could share with them or read it for yourself to fortify your own, you know, knowledge of the faith. But I want to be the first, or one of the first anyway, to welcome you back home, Haley. I'm excited for you and very happy.
Thank you. I'm happy too.
Good. Well, God bless you. I wrote an article. Actually, I wrote a bunch of articles that are available for free, Haley, if you go to relevantradio.com/Patrick and click on the links section. It'll take you to the article page. There's one in particular called The White Man's Burden, and I'll explain why it's called that when we return, but that talks about this topic.
It is our pledge drive time, and we need to raise $2.7 million by the end of the day tomorrow. We've got 1 week to make this happen.
Yeah.
And we are sitting at 50% of raising what we need by the end of the day tomorrow. We have to work really hard. We want to say thank you so much to everyone who helped us have a spectacular hour last hour. And let's do it again. We're looking for 600 phone calls, 600 people who will make a gift to Relevant Radio. Any amount whatsoever, whether it's a $10 gift, $100 gift, a $5,000 gift, Every single gift is needed right now at relevantradio.com or by using your Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. And if you're wondering what our current status is of that 600 that we're looking for this hour, we are sitting at about 70. Still got a ways to go.
What was last? I got to go back and look at. Let me rub my eyes a second. So last hour was 516 people who made gifts, whether at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or at by calling 877-291-0123. I think more came in on the internet than on the telephone line. But in any case, they all came in, and we are now 516, and where are we now? 70, what? 75?
70. About 70, 75, yeah. Right. And so, you know, as Catholics, we're always striving to do better. So we did 516 last hour. We've got to do better this hour. 600 is what we are looking for at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 600 people who will pick up the phone, or better yet, go to your laptop, your smartphone, your tablet, and make that gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or your tablet. It's real simple, real easy. It's quick and easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, something about chicken dinner. I don't know.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. 877-291-0123. We need over 500 gifts still coming in this hour to set this new record.
Yeah. And speaking of records, we did set that one today. Thanks to you. Thanks to your generosity. Because you called 877-291-0123. The key here is momentum, and we've got some now. We've got some momentum, big momentum, but we want to keep it going. It would be a shame if it just petered out. So please get in the harness and pull with us. Go to relevantradio.com or go to the Relevant Radio app. Make your pledge safe and secure or call us at 877-291-0123.
Make that gift now at relevantradio.com or use the app, and together we can give hope.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah.
Say it, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have 27 minutes to go before the show is over. And my head is swimming. We just had a massive hour the last hour. We're trying really hard to see if we can duplicate that again. So bottom line, if you'd like to help us now. And of course you want to help us, right? You're listening to Relevant Radio. That means that you like what you're listening to. You wouldn't listen if you didn't like it. The number is 877-291-0123 to make your pledge. We need you. You can also make your pledge at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Let's do some more phone calls. Let's go to Rhonda now, listening in Houston. Good morning, Honda. I'm sorry. I almost said Honda. Excuse me. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome.
I've been called worse things. Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I was in corporate accounting for a number of years, and I'm going to speak in generalities here because I don't know your specifics, but I don't think the world understands what goes on behind the scenes, like the building or the property that you own, the maintenance, the rent or mortgage, the insurance and the utilities. I mean, there's gas, electric, water, phones, and employees. You've got to balance for raises. Just in addition to their payroll, you've got workers' comp to consider. You've got federal, state, and local taxes on top of that. You have look at licenses, organization fees, sales tax on anything you sell, any equipment, whether you need to buy new stuff or maintain old stuff, supplies like papers, pens, that kind of thing.
Fact. Radio towers.
Yeah.
And the guys who have to climb them and fix them. And, you're giving a good part of the list here, Ron. And it's a long one. All the things that go into making Relevant Radio happen every day. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I hope more people will call in and help you all out because I enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm still reeling from this huge hour that we had in the last hour, but your good advice and pointing these things out will help us that much more for this hour. Thank you, Rhonda. Anything else you want to add? Are you done paying the bills? Are you done in corporate accounting now? Are you still paying those bills, or have you moved on from that?
I retired a long time ago, thank goodness. So I get to enjoy y'all 24/7.
Thank you. Well, thank you for keeping the dial set right here on the Patrick Madrid Show. We sure appreciate it, Rhonda. Thank you. Cyrus, is this? Do you want to make this announcement, or do you want me to make this announcement? It's pretty cool.
I like hearing it from you, and I'm sure sure John would too.
All right, well, let's do that then. John, give me a drum roll, Cyrus. This is appropriate for a drum roll. If you got it handy.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks going out to you, John, from Palatine, Illinois, for listening on 950 AM and for calling in to make your pledge of $10,000. Wow. Wow. And that, of course, is matched to $20,000 because we have the matching gift this hour. Thanks be to God.
100%.
Yeah. You love that.
It's my favorite.
Take your finger off that button. Actually, I think it's kind of funny, but it does sound like Jim Belushi to me. I don't know why. It just does. But hey, John and Palatine, thank you. I can't tell you, for all of us here at Relevant Radio, how your large gift is so encouraging to us. All the gifts are encouraging. We're grateful for all the gifts, no matter what the amount. But we're now at the time where we're getting close to the end, and we have a lot of ground to make up. So, John, thank you. And also, thank you for showing us a good example to other people out there for whom a $10,000 pledge would be doable. So in honor of John, maybe you can call 877-291-0123 and make your pledge $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. It's happened, and we can make it happen again, but you need to make the call. Thank you, John. Let's go to Yana listening in Long Beach, California. Good morning, Yana.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Patrick, I have this question. I am Catholic, devoted Catholic, and I mm-hmm. have friends, and the husband is Jewish, and the wife, her parents were Jehovah's Witness and Baptist.
Okay.
But my question is, the father's mom passed away 2019 before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And they are going to do now the scattering the ashes.
Okay.
Of the mom. And I'm mom? Just wondering if it's okay for me as the mom, yeah, who passed mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
In 2019, they have the ashes still, but they will scatter them on the May 22nd.
Was the mom Catholic, or what background was hers?
No. The mom was Church of England, I think. That's mm-hmm. the religion. She was from England, and her husband was Jewish.
I see.
My friend, their son is Jewish, and the whole family, the kids are mm-hmm. Jewish. But they are going to scatter in the ashes, and it's okay for me to attend the ceremony because I feel like it's against my belief, but it's their decision.
Right.
So
here's what I would suggest.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I personally think you can go. I personally think that I would go if I were in your situation for the following reason. Keep in mind that the scattering of ashes, which is prohibited by the Catholic Church, that's not a doctrine. That's not part of divine revelation. It's a custom in the Catholic Church. It's a rule, and it applies to Catholics. It doesn't apply to non-Catholics. So the Catholic Church doesn't say, oh, all the non-Catholics out there who are doing this are doing something evil or anything like that. They're not. If a Catholic were to do it, that'd be a different story. But in this case, because A, they're not Catholic, I guess really just A. I mean, there really is no B. I don't see that would be a reason why you should not go. Now, you could know in your heart that if she were Catholic that you wouldn't be doing this, but she wasn't Catholic. So it's their way of trying to show respect to her. And I don't see a problem with you going to that.
Oh, wonderful, because I was like, will I, you know, like against me if I go? Like, do I do something wrong? So this is so helpful because
I'm glad. Yeah, you can go and show your respects and love the family and be a friend to them, and you would not be doing anything wrong.
Yes, You know, Patrick, when she was like dying, I was by her bed and I was praying rosary, and they saw me and they were so grateful that I would go every day to pray rosary by their moms. And
that's
they have
beautiful.
A girl 9 years old, and they let me take her to church, and she loves Jesus and Mary, their daughter.
How nice. So, Yana, do me a favor. I'm trying to guess where you're from, and I'm probably going to not get it. Where are you from? You have an intriguing accent.
I think you would.
Is it Russia?
I'm from Slovakia.
Slovakia. I was going to guess Russia. Okay. What do I know?
It used to be Czechoslovakia. Yeah.
So are you from Praha?
I am from the Slovak part. Praha was in Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Before it was Czechoslovakia. I'm from Slovakia, and we have Bratislava.
Bratislava.
Slovakia.
Now I'm going to try and do the accent too. Well, I'm glad to know that you are listening. And, you know, if you have friends back in Bratislava, if you could tell them about Relevant Radio, they can listen on the Relevant Radio app.
Oh, I do have.
Yeah.
Yes. I will tell my best friend from high school. She's my best friend for the last 35 years. And she's
wonderful.
Catholic too. So I will definitely tell her.
That would
Patrick,
be great.
Can I have one more question since I have you?
Unfortunately,
okay, my mom.
I've got to take a break. I'm really tight on time right now. Could you call me back? I mean, would you mind doing that? Maybe Monday we'll talk?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for helping me with this issue. That was the biggest
You're most
question
welcome,
that I
Yana.
Had.
Thank you. And I look forward to our conversation on Monday. Please don't forget. I'll be waiting for you. All right. Quick timeout. We have a miracle moment. I'd like you to listen to a listener like Yana, whose life has been changed by listening to Relevant Radio.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just wanted to share my resolution that started last year. It actually started with a sign from God. It was a Relevant Radio bumper sticker. I had been away from the church for quite a while and was driving down the road, and I was thinking, you know, it'd be nice to maybe get back to my roots. And I saw a Relevant Radio bumper sticker, and I was so excited, so I turned it on and started listening, and was really filled with a lot of good food for my soul. And I have never turned back since. It has been a wonderful journey. It's just beginning.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
We're doing great, we're doing awesome, but we still have halfway to go to make our need of $2.7 million by the end of the day tomorrow. We can do it with your help when you visit relevantradio.com or when you use your app or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we hit a huge personal goal here for Patrick and I in raising funds during the last hour and the record number of people who have called in a given hour. And we set the bar even higher for this hour. We need to set a new record during the Patrick Madrid show, another 300 people. That's a lot, but we can do it. We actually saw almost that many come in the last 20 minutes of the last hour. So we can do it again. If you're just tuning in, we had a record hour and we're going to do it again. It's real simple. Visit the website. The only way we're going to make that 300, though, is if most people give at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We do have phone lines available if your only way to give is that way, which the number is 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. It's an easy number to remember. It's easy to dial. All you have to do is let your fingers do the dialing. 877-291-0123. But we have gotten reports that some people have been getting busy signals. Mm-hmm. So just step over to relevantradio.com, no busy signal, or use the Relevant Radio app, no busy signal. But one way or the other, as Mary was saying, we need to get this done. We need to get her done, as I've heard somebody say before. But we can't do it without you. So please step forward and get in the harness and pull with us, and we can make it happen.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour. That means your gift will be matched 100%. That's right. So when we hear from folks, like, it looks like it is an anonymous donor in Milwaukee made a $5,000 gift. That was doubled to $10,000. That's exactly how we do it. When you make your gift of $5, $10, $50, $500, or $5,000, it's doubled 100% at relevantradio.com or by using your Relevant Radio app or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You give hope to your local community and hope that we're going to make our need of $2.7 million by the end of the day tomorrow. Just a little over halfway there of our goal for the entire week. So we need to make up some lost time and keep the phones ringing, keep those gifts going in. We want to see 600 total gifts this hour. We can only do it with your help at relevantradio.com.
Let's do it.
Life solutions you can believe in. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
I haven't heard this song in a while, Cyrus. I like this one. Where have you been keeping this song?
It was just hiding over there in the corner, and I just saw it raising its hand.
You grabbed it.
And I grabbed it.
I'm glad you did. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. Is it Joan or Joanne in New Jersey?
It's Joanne.
Joanne.
Hi, Patrick. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to tell you, this is the biggest thank you. And if I get choked up, it's because, well, you're here. Why? But just so you know, today is National Nurses Day. It's National Mental Health Week. It's Mother's Week, Mother's Day. And I am a retired nurse, Patrick and Cyrus, who came down with COVID at an East Vigil service with my whole family.
Yeah.
I was hospitalized twice, so that means I almost lost my life twice.
Oh, my.
And let me tell you, having Relevant Radio in the middle of the night, because remember, when you have COVID, guys, nobody wants to come in. It's like COVID leprosy.
Yeah.
They basically, the room is bare, and it's cold, and it's frightening. But I had you guys in the middle of the night. I had you for Mass, for the Rosary, Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Father Simon Says, you, Patrick Madrid, and Drew. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The second night I was there, and I was so frightened, when Father Rocky prayed, he, you know, from his Good Lady of Good Help, he prayed for all the COVID patients, their families, and the health caregivers. And can I tell you, I felt, and I kid you not, the love, the prayers, and the spirit. I felt I was engulfed with all that. And that really helped me get through. And I will tell
amazing.
You that those that did come in and could spend a few minutes, I always ask them about their faith. And I tell you, most of 90% of the people had faith, a Catholic faith. So I introduced them to, hopefully, Relevant Radio.
Was this in the hospital ward that you're referring to when you were alone?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, Patrick. I was admitted twice. I was told if I didn't go, I would probably die at home. And, when you're a nurse, and I have to tell you this, too, and I'm very embarrassed, and those who hear my name will say, oh, I met her. Patrick, I was not nice. Mm-hmm. I was not nice. And I think it's I was didn't want to verbalize it, but I was really so scared, you know.
Yeah.
But I had problems then from a medication they gave me. I ended up bleeding at home, and I had to be readmitted to get blood.
Was that this year's Easter weekend, or was it last year?
Easter. This was no. This was this Easter weekend.
So and you just went through this.
I'm recovering. I'm at home on oxygen. In fact, I'm waiting for the visiting nurse to come. But, you know, I will tell you, Patrick, I was all over the world. I came home from Israel right before they closed. I went on a pilgrimage before they closed the world.
Yeah.
And in the fall, right before that, I was blessed to be able to go to Rome. So I went all over the world, and I got it in my own backyard. But you know what? It was a beautiful church service. I wouldn't change the circumstances for the world.
Yeah.
Beautiful church service at St. Thomas the Apostle in Branchville, New Jersey. Anyway,
you know, it means a lot to us, Joanne. First of all, I want to thank you for taking time. I realize that you have other things you could be doing. The fact that you took some time to share with us and let us know at Relevant Radio, and all the listeners too, what Relevant Radio was for you, it is for you, especially during those
just
dark hours.
A lifesaver, a lifeline, wow. a lifeline.
Wow. I can only try to imagine, Joanne, how many other people in a similar situation all around the country, maybe in other parts of the world, feel the same way that you do about Relevant Radio, and you're speaking for them.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, I had an experience, and I really think it was the Holy Spirit. You know, I have a son in New Zealand, a son in Fort Lauderdale, and a daughter in Connecticut. They were all out of the country, and we're all prayer warriors. I have people all from North Korea to New Zealand, all over, prayer warriors. And I've always been a strong warrior. But you know what I have to say, Patrick? All those prayers for my children, my family, my friends, all came back to me. And I really feel that I was engulfed with those prayers, that love, and the Holy Spirit. I had a moment where I felt like I was in a cloud, and I thought I was dreaming. And then I realized, no, that's the love, the prayers. That's the Holy Spirit saying, you're going to be okay. Just hang in there. Very frightening. Anyway, I don't mean to get emotional, but it's very hard.
I can understand why you're emotional. I think most people would be as emotional, if not more so than you, Joanne. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. This is helpful to all of us because, you know, I know for my part, I speak into a microphone for 3 hours, but there's no way to know who my voice is connecting with and what's happening at the other end. So you've just given us a great example of the power of God's grace working through Relevant Radio. Joanne, thank you. And I pray that your recovery is swift and easy.
Thank you.
And that you're back to 100% quickly.
Thank you for everything. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Joanne. God bless you. My gosh. Wow. Let's see if we can get to Elizabeth here in Fort Myers, Florida. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. My comment, I suppose it's just a comment, really. I had a cancer diagnosis a few months ago, and I went to my priest for anointing, and he told me no because I wasn't dying. And his comment, which kind of took me back, said that most priests only anoint, what did he say now? A lot of priests anoint anything that moves. I was kind of taken back by that because I always thought we were supposed to go for anointing of the sick.
Well, let's see. The church says that anointing of the sick is appropriate when, because of old age or due to some health issue, you find yourself where death is a real possibility. Now, cancer, I mean, was it a cancer that they said was benign and easily treated, or was it something a little bit more?
Yes, it was easily treated. It was easily treated, and I'm at the other side of it now.
Got it. Good. Well, I'm happy for you. Well, I mean,
thank you.
The priest was doing the best he could in making, you know, these making this decision. But if we want to go by what the book says, so to speak, the church says that if you, due to illness or old age, you have reached the point where anointing of the sick is appropriate for you. So that would be, I guess, in a way, a bit of a judgment call, but I think if I had to guess, most priests probably would have given you that sacrament, given the fact that your health was in danger in a major way. So hopefully you won't have to worry about that anytime soon, but if in the future death becomes a real possibility due to old age or to an illness, that's the right time to receive the sacrament. Thank you, and God bless you.
We are in the final 4 minutes. 5 minutes here of the Patrick Madrid Show for this Thursday. and the final 5 minutes of our pledge drive for this Thursday with Patrick Madrid. And we are still sitting at just a little bit over 50% of making our need of $2.7 million, which 4 days in, day and a half left, we got a big mountain to climb.
That's a big
mountain. But we can do it. Yes, we can do it if everybody helps us out at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or by visiting relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. And we'd set a goal to surpass our all-time record ever set here for number of gifts coming in, number of people giving during one single hour, which the record was set just last hour, by the way. And that was
by
a little over five, by us, by all those people listening, by the 500 and some people that joined us last hour. We still need hundreds of people to give during this hour if we're going to surpass that last hour goal. And only 5 minutes left, which you're thinking, hundreds in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
The neat thing about technology is we can do that. If you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or if you open up the smartphone and open up the app on your phone, which is really easy. It says it right there, donate now. You click it, put in a little bit of information, and you're done.
That's right. It's easy. And it's quick, and you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you were part of a record that was set here at Relevant Radio, not to mention how good you're going to feel knowing that you're helping so many people. We just listened to Joanne talking about how she had COVID a matter of weeks ago, and she was alone in her hospital room and fearful and worried, and the specter of death was hovering over her, and she said listening to Relevant Radio was a lifeline, and it really pulled her through in a way that she was emotional explaining it to us. Think about that. Think about all the people that you'll be helping, just like her, when you make your pledge to Relevant Radio by calling 877-291-0123. Do it for Joanna. Do it for all the other people like her who are in pain and solitude, perhaps, and they really need Relevant Radio. Help them by making your pledge.
It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It is a partnership challenge hour. Every single gift will be matched dollar for dollar. So if you can make that special gift of $500 or $1,000, hey, it's doubled. We had Madeline, who came in from Chicago, making a special gift. Your gift was doubled 100%. Brand new donor, Joe, thank you so much. Listening in Montana, your $1,000 gift was doubled to $2,000. We have Joseph, who's listening in Lincoln, Rhode Island. $300 gift was doubled to $600. This is how we do it. Let's keep these gifts coming in at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123.
As I look at the relevantradio.com website where people can go and make their pledge safe and secure, I'm noticing that the thermometer has not been updated in a while, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that jumps up to. But you'll notice that the thermometer is like halfway to where it needs to be. The mercury needs to be at the very top. So we're really pushing hard, especially as Mary was saying, because Pledge Drive ends tomorrow. So we really are hopeful that we can make great strides today, especially in the last few moments of this program, which is just about to end. Please help us, and please help us get there so that we don't wind up having to cross half the field from the 50-yard line to the end zone tomorrow. That would be staggering. So let's not be in that situation, shall we? Call 877-291-0123 or make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com.
That's relevantradio.com or by using the app. We had an anonymous donor who is living in Modesto, California, a special gift of $200. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Brand new donor, Daniel, a brand new donor in Santa Cruz, $1,000, doubled to $2,000. And Gregory, who lives in Lewis, Delaware, you made a special $25 gift. It was doubled to $50. That's how we do it.
Nice.
Keep those gifts coming in at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. And Patrick, we are about done for the day.
We are indeed. Thank you, Mary. Talk about a wild ride today, huh?
Absolutely. Keep those gifts coming. Relevantradio.com or use the app.